Going to announce the show, but we have a few more songs left, so I'm just gonna wait. I'm just gonna stick around for a few more songs. But anyway, that song was called Surrender, and it's off an EP we put out a few years ago, and it had this next song on it as well, and that song is called The Wolf. It'll be here in just a moment. We don't like dead air as much as you, and you know, I'm just gonna use my dulcet tones to kill this dead air. Can you kill dead air? Does it make any sense? All right, the song's called The Wolf.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure that many of you are actually clapping at home. If you are, we can hear it from here. We can, because it is just sound waves moving. Also, happy solstice to everybody. We saw a beautiful sunset today outside of the Medford studios here, and I'm sorry, out of the WMFO studios here in sunny Medford, Massachusetts. We have a few more songs, and then we will, I promise, we will get to the show announcement. I promise. And then we're going to talk to Destiny for a bit.
Yes, it is.
Breathless.
What? The song is called Breathless, and I guess it's about breathing in a way, right? That show is going to be Monday the 26th at the Sill. It is the Silhouette Lounge in Alston, Massachusetts. And we're playing with Hollow River and Gretchen Shea in the middle eight, and it's going to rock. I almost said a curse word, but I didn't. That song was called This Is Not the Antidote. We often just call it Antidote. It's a very long title, so, you know, just want to shorten that. So this next song is our last. Yeah, and it is called Spinning Plates. So we went out to Cleveland, Ohio about this time last year. Right? Is it about this time? I think it was exactly this time. We might have even seen the solstice as we were driving westward. I don't know, I have to go look back at the calendar. Anyway, went out to Cleveland, and we recorded a couple songs, and you heard one of them. It's called Exit Interview. You're going to hear this one. It's called Spinning Plates. It's on a single. We have CDs. We have T-shirts. You can find us on Bandcamp, graveyardoftheatlantic.bandcamp.com. We're going to talk to, you know, we're going to just chat for a little while after this song. And it's called Spinning Plates. Thanks again, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be talking to you soon.
That was a great set right there from Graveyard of the Atlantic. That was killer. My name is Destiny, and I am still here with you guys right now live, and I'm gonna play some music, and then we're going to interview these guys and talk to them and find some stuff out about them. And let me see. I'm going to go way back here. I don't know how far back, but we're going to go back to the 80s here with a great tune from the Atlantics right now.
Kisses were made to be worn. A body prefers the termidor. We plunge into neckline, swim the depths, and we hope for the best. But you don't wear a dress. The dress wears you. That is only half full, hacked up to the hips on a balcony. You got me on my knees, but you don't wear that dress. The dress wears you. The dress wears you. Clings to you, hold tight as the stars fly around the room. She asks that you fashionably late and not to come too soon, but you don't wear a dress.
Parlor Bell is going way back to 2012. You don't wear that dress, the dress wears you. I've always loved that song. And before that, classic Boston band, The Atlantics, with Lonely Hearts. And my name is Destiny Costa. You are listening to WMFO on the Town with Mikey D. And right now, in studio, we have got Graveyard of the Atlantic. And you guys want to just talk into the mic and we'll make sure you're here, you're coming through? Just do a test.
Hello. I'm here.
Hooray!
All right. I just got drinks with Glenn Benedetto, the cup, like a month ago. So
oh, did you get
caught up with him? Yeah, from Parlor Bell. He's a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Graveyard of the Atlantic. Let's do like our classic introductions. And the poor gentleman behind the computer who I cannot see, we're going to start with you. What is your name, sir?
My name's Adam. I play the guitar.
Sweet. Next.
I'm Ken. I play drums.
I'm Dave, and I sing and I play guitar.
Nice.
And I'm Mike. I play bass.
Awesome. All right, you guys, that was a great set.
Thank you.
That was really cool. And I see that you guys played the Rock and Roll Rumble this year.
We did, yeah. We played. We were the first band on.
How'd that go?
Well, we didn't make the next round, so okay. It was still, I'm joking. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. I think it was something we got into the 2020 Rumble.
Yeah.
And so here we go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you got into the one that did not happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know, 3 years or 4 years really of just anticipation. And are they going to do it again? And if so, are we going to get another chance? And if we do, what do we do? Are we going to...
Yeah.
You know?
It was a really bizarre time for all of us on this planet. It really was, you know. And hey, your band sustained. You guys are still together. You're still making music and you hung in there and then you did play the Rumble. So, you know, I guess that's the positive spin.
Yeah, it felt really special to kick off the Rumble, I think, you know, where it didn't happen and then we started it, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just, it felt like a really, like, special moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was really fun, too. It was just like...
Right in.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, we know this about, like, Rumble bands, like, you probably can never play a better set, you know, than the Rumble set, because it's just your sole focus for however many months, 2 months prior to it. And, you know, that was, I think, the best part was we just really had fun, played a great set. We met a bunch of really great bands, too. That's probably the best part. The best part.
I would think so. I know I've been a DJ around, I'm not in the city, I live in New Hampshire, but I've been around on sort of the peripheral part of the community, and I'm always moved by how wonderful all the people are. It's really nice to meet you guys, and now I'll be playing you on my other show on Mark Skin Radio.
Yeah,
because I do a show every week there, every Monday. Can I plug my show? So local bands, yeah. So Mark Skin Radio, I'm on Monday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So now Graveyard of the Atlantic will be on my playlist, and we'll get you guys in the catalog there if it's not already there. So when did you guys form? Let's just start with that. How long have you guys been together as a thing, as a band?
So I started by myself in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded a couple songs, and we'll just fast forward a few lineups and a few recordings later, and I met Adam, and gradually, and Adam was playing in another band called Daily Pravda, and still is, and...
Somewhat.
And and I don't know, I've just gradually, like, siphoned members off.
I was going to say, you stole him. Yeah. You took him away.
So play with Adam for a little while, and then we needed a bass player, and he suggested Mike, and then we needed a drummer, and a guy, Dave. And then, you know, he was on paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
So Ken is here.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while now.
Yeah. You know, I think I filled in the last time we played this.
Here. The first time you played with us was here, filling in.
And then the other Dave Deitch came back for like a year and a half. And then
then
I think it went on paternity leave,
yes,
right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
So it was kind of on and off again. You know, I had to relearn the set. Thanks, guys. and now we've written a couple tunes together, and... you know, I think we'd all be in 15 different types of bands if we could, you know. So, you know, it's like this rock band's a little different than the other rock band. And, you know, like we'd all be in, like, proggy electronic things if we could. And, you know, soul bands and you name it.
Being a DJ in the scene, that is definitely all of the musicians keep me on my toes, because that's what you guys do. You leave this band, you go to that band. It's this different. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
But I can never keep track. You know, I do my best. So, yes, you would be, and you might be. You never know what's going to happen. You turn up like, yeah, he was in that band. Now he's doing this. So you were mentioning that, what was your name? Ken?
Dave.
Mike and Adam over there behind the computer. Poor Adam. Hello. He's over behind the computer. I can't really see him, but he is there. Okay, so you were mentioning to me that you have a new single coming out, or you did just release a new single.
Yeah, back in, when did we put it out? March? Yeah, we recorded it last summer.
Okay.
And out in Cleveland at Crushtone Studios, which is part of, like, this little complex of studios in Cleveland. We've all been to Cleveland, but we never did, like, music out in Cleveland. It was sort of an interesting opportunity that presented itself.
We truly sampled the tacos, though.
We ate a lot of tacos.
Yeah.
Cleveland, not known for its tacos.
I was just going to say, Cleveland tacos. That sounds really scary. I was like, why did he even bring that up, man? Like, Cleveland tacos. You must try them.
It has set off like a taco odyssey. I still am eating, like, I had quesadillas today, so it's sort of like a taco.
Yeah.
But we recorded, it was funny, they actually reached out to us, this guy, Jim Wirt, and he's recorded, he recorded a bunch of Incubus albums and some Hoobastank. And he engineered Fiona Apple's first album.
That's amazing.
Usually I mention
that's
that
amazing.
First.
That was an amazing first album.
He had a really interesting story about Gwen Stefani and Mr. Gavin Rossdale.
Gavin Rossdale. I don't know if it was a story so much as a crude statement.
Oh, jeez.
We're not going to repeat the story.
Nope.
No doubt. It wasn't even a story. It was just kind of like an aside. And we were like kind of pumping him for stories too.
Sure.
He recorded. Yeah. He recorded with Live. Gwen Stefani again. Did No Doubt. Gavin Rossdale and Paige Hamilton from Helmet were doing some project together.
Yeah.
Like, that sounded like.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to pump him for stories, but he was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
With that, which is unfortunate.
Great guy, though.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing opportunity that you guys just, did this band, COVID hit, put your band sort of on hold, right? And not knowing what's going to happen. Sounds like a bunch of lineup changes, then you sort of solidify your lineup, and now poof, you're at this amazing studio eating Cleveland tacos and like trying to, you know, pry stories out of like this guy. Which is, I mean, how did that happen, right? Because how do you go from here in the Boston, Massachusetts area to like, you know, playing some gigs, writing some songs to this prominent, you know, guy recording your music? How did you guys get that break?
The internet.
Nice. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. Somebody found us. One of his people reached out and was like, "Hey, heard you on Bandcamp."
That's the best.
You know, you guys want to come out and record? Obviously, you know.
Did you freak out? Was that like?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of neat. It was like, why is this person like? What do they give anything about what we're doing? Like,
sure.
We're just four middle-aged dudes who play indie rock, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but you do it well. So, I mean, you got recognized. I mean, and if anything, that's a huge deal. So, is there a forthcoming album? Like, what are you guys working on? What's happening?
We're in a little limbo, I think, right now. We're writing songs.
We're just working on a new song that sort of was tricky for us. I think we got it worked out now.
I think so, yeah. I think it was tricky because we were trying to fight against our impulses a little bit, and I think we succumbed to them yesterday when we played it and decided I think this is how the song is going to go. So
you guys have a really cool sound, though. I like it a lot. It's different, you know. It's not just like indie whatever. There's some soul there. It's just, you have a great sound, so I'm really interested in listening more and playing you guys more. And you know, and there's definitely different influences, because it's not just, I'm pretty picky, and I can't, like, sometimes, I don't know, something, but you guys have the thing that I like. I don't know how to really explain it, but it's deep enough.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Like, it's got this feeling to it I could feel, which is really special, and I'm happy that, you know, it's a good band on with me tonight.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we try to have some layers in there, I think, and not over-engineer or overthink it, but, and you know, we all love rock and roll, so, it's a hard kind of line to walk, stay accessible, but not be too generic, you know.
Yes.
I think that's kind of what we all kind of try to do.
That's a good way to describe it, because that's definitely what I'm hearing, because I think that the whole music world is, it's so hard right now for bands to get heard and get known and create, you know. Now there's all these different genres and this pressure to sound like this or like that, or you gotta, remember the whole EEOO phase a few years, like 10 years ago, all the bands were saying like EEO, it was just like, I don't know.
Oh, like clap and stomp type stuff.
That kind of got old, but everyone, I felt like every band was coming up with a song that like required that or something, you know what I mean? I think staying true to yourselves, and it's okay to go off into some of the,
I for one really don't like fads and trends and stuff, so I don't think I succumb to that kind of thing, and I think probably the rest of us don't either. So
try not to. I mean, we've been talking about like, oh, do we want to add some other like elements to our sound? You know, we want to like maybe start like adding some synths or whatever, and like immediately all of us are just like, because synths are bad, not because it's just like we don't want to go synth.
That's
like,
from one of your 15 like, other bands, you know.
Yeah, it's
like,
exactly.
You know,
I'm gonna
like,
start
stay
my
in your lane for this
my
band.
Synth rock
project. Like I said, we'd all be in 15 different types of bands if we could.
Sure.
But it was definitely like, do we want to? I was afraid like if we did that, it would almost seem like we're kind of hopping on something, because it's not really where we come from. I mean, we all like music that has synths in it, but probably some more than others, but I don't think it's really where we started, and doesn't mean we have to stay the same, but like, I don't know if that's necessarily, we want to evolve into something that we kind of hear a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
everybody's doing it differently, but it's still like, oh, now they do that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's tricky. I can't even imagine because I'm not a musician. So who am I to say anything at all is what I feel like, because it amazes me when people pick up these instruments and make this beautiful sound happen, you know. So how many albums do you currently have that are completed, or is it you just have just released singles, or? I want to know because I'm going to dig in so I can start playing you on my show. So what am I and the WMFO on the town with Mikey D listeners looking for when the Graveyard of the Atlantic is the band that I'm speaking to right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find out more about them, obviously they're on Bandcamp, correct?
Yes,
so, okay. And do you have, okay. So how many singles or albums or what are we going to find when we go to Bandcamp?
I'll take you through the discography, I guess.
Yeah.
So we have an earlier single called Revelation that's got a little bit different lineup.
Mm-hmm.
We have an EP that we put out in 2019, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded that one at the Bridge, you know, the former Fort Apache with Alex Allinson. That was really fun. We did our own EP during the pandemic. We kind of recorded it by ourselves in our own homes and kind of sent tapes around, and not tapes, obviously, and got that mixed over at Quiet House Studios. That's just a self-titled EP. And then... am I missing something other than the single? Perfect From Now On single, but that showed
did
up.
Did you mention Panic Room?
Panic Room is on the Panic Room EP. That's the EP we put out in 2019.
Yeah.
So yes, sorry. The name of it is Panic Room EP 2019, self-titled EP in 2020, and the new single Exit Interview and Spinning Plates, which we put out this March.
Excellent. So Spinning Plates is the single.
Yeah, that's the song we closed with. Exit Interview is the A-side, if there is an A-side anymore. Mm-hmm.
Put out in March. Yeah. Okay, cool. So do you have gigs coming up?
We do, yeah. Monday night, we're playing at the Silhouette, or the Sill, if you're in the know. And we're playing with Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight, who also played the Rumble.
Yeah.
Cool.
And a band called Hollow River. And then we're playing July 15th at the Midway. That's in JP, and that's my birthday, so like everybody should come out.
Oh yeah,
that's really important.
Yeah, what day is that? July what?
July 15th.
Did you just say that and I missed it because I was writing something down? So upcoming shows, excellent, and so you're gonna put more singles. Is this gonna be like another EP that you're working on with these singles? You're gonna put that all together, or?
I think we're still kind of figuring that out right now. I think it's, do we kind of keep going the single route and just put a little, you know, little drip every now and then, or do we? I don't know if we have an album.
Yeah.
Like an album in us, but an EP might come out.
Yeah, that seems to be the way that bands are doing it now. I mean, it's just not the way that it was when we were all, you know, growing up, when it was like an album. It's definitely, you know, and, you know, it's definitely a challenge. So I always commend any bands that are putting stuff out there because it's amazing, it's tough. It's tough. And, but, you know, there's so much talent around, you know, so.
Just talking to Joel about that.
Yeah.
Joel's our sound engineer here, in case people don't know that.
Yeah.
I've known him for a long time, and you know, there's so many people around Boston that we know, yet we still meet people that we don't know, and it's a small town, so it's just kind of fascinating. So
yes, I agree. Yeah. Like meeting you guys, for example. I've been doing radio for a long time. I started with Freeform BCN. So when BCN went off the air, they gave Sam Copper, one of the original program directors, the task of recreating the original BCN station on HD and online streaming. And he put me on. I was a DJ for Freeform BCN for 6 years.
Wow.
And then I've been doing Markskin Radio ever since then. So I've been doing, you know, a DJ in this area for a long time. Never heard of you guys. It blows my mind. Where are all the, you know, even when I see like the Rock and Roll Rumble lineup, I'm like, where are these bands hiding? How do I not know, you know, of them? So I'm really happy to meet you guys. Psyched to hear you. It was fantastic sound. I mean, I'll be playing you guys on my show. And so now
appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, and so I agree. The talent is pretty amazing. And this is a wonderful place to be, WMFO, to get to come here and play your stuff. And
this place is so cool. I was showing these guys, one of my favorite things about this place is that there's like a map on the wall, and someone kind of made Alaska look like Richard Nixon. It's amazing. It's like my favorite thing. I love that.
Yeah, come in here. It is like being at home. Adam, would you have anything you'd like to say over there behind the computer? Did you like to contribute?
No, I'm hiding over here for a reason.
Yeah, no, really?
I'm feeling very shy tonight. I don't know why.
Nobody can see.
It was the Cleveland tacos. They've stayed with them this whole time.
So
he was our Cleveland shepherd.
Cleveland's Sherpa, it's kind of like a home away from home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland's really up their vegan food game too, because I'm like the sole, you know, veggie guy in the band. But they've really, I mean, a lot of tofu offerings in the tacos. So I have to say, if everybody gets a chance, go west to Ohio. It's up and coming.
You're gonna go to Ohio for tofu tacos. You know, see, I lived in California for a long time.
Affordable housing, like blasphemy, and tofu tacos. I mean,
I'll take the affordable housing. Yeah. I'd try
a
tofu taco.
Better out there too.
That's another great community out there. Tons of bands in Cleveland, and we reached out to, I don't know, how a dozen of them, because we booked a show out there as well.
Yeah, oh, cool. So and is that upcoming?
No, that was last year when we were out there. We figured, you know, we're out there for 4 days. Why don't we just, like, book a show one night while we're out there and just play out? And I don't know, we met some really, there was a band called The Supplets, and it was actually this guy who did a solo set. But they've been around there for a while, and he just hooked us up with everything we needed. We didn't, like, have a drum kit. We didn't have a bass amp and all this stuff, and he just sort of snapped his fingers and helped put all of that stuff together, because there's just this community out there that's kind of like here, like not a lot of jerks, it seems, and everybody just kind of wants to play music and drink beer and eat vegan tacos.
We went to a bunch of breweries too.
We went to breweries. They have, you know, Cleveland's great.
But I was also talking to Joel about how much we like Boston. Every time we come back here, we're thankful.
Are you all from here? Are you from the area? You've been very quiet, too. Michael, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it. Yay. All right, Michael, what would you like to say? The Michael, the bass player, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I'm not really used to this. They don't give me a mic usually.
Yeah, I'm giving you a mic. Let's let the bass player speak. Okay, you are the heart of the band, man.
That is true. But no, I don't really have anything to add except that you're right about Cleveland and tacos. Like,
what?
Those words should not go together.
They just don't. Yeah. It's like, okay.
I mean, I was along for the ride.
Dude, and then Adam throws in tofu. It's just like right over the wall. I'm like, what are you even saying?
The tofu part's fine, but yeah.
That's it. You guys need to write a song called, like, Tofu Taco.
Oh my God.
That's like the next album.
That's it.
Should write, like,
yeah, that'll
like,
be a prog, like,
you can add synths to that one. That's like your synth tune, Tofu Taco in Cleveland.
Sample myself eating chips.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh.
So, your question. So Mike and Ken are Central Massachusetts guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here since the late 90s, so well absorbed into the.
Oh, yeah, you count.
Yeah, I count.
You totally count.
Right?
Where are you from? We can talk about where you're from.
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And I moved here in 2008 after a few years in Chicago, but mostly from outside of Philly.
Okay, cool. So you can be transplants. It's they're all nervous, you guys. It's like, Ron, it's okay.
You
don't have to be from here.
I feel proud of my Philadelphia.
Yeah, my mom's from Philly.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Philadelphia pride, sure.
A glass of water. What is it? Water.
Water.
Yeah, my mom's from the Philly area. My dad's from the White Plains, New York area.
Oh, no way. That's actually the part of New York we lived in before we moved to Pennsylvania.
Okay, White Plains.
We're in Pennsylvania.
Oh, she.
I won't dox your mom.
My mom, way back, like, was it Cherry Hill or Havertown, New Jersey? Yep, that's where my mom.
Philly.
Yeah, so that's where my mom's from, and I grew up in Ipswich, Mass, on the North Shore.
Oh, cool.
But my thing is, I went out to California for all of my 20s, so I missed Boston for all of the 90s, and I always feel kind of bad because people are like, "Oh yeah, this and that." I'm like, I missed it all. I was out in San Francisco. You know, where are you from?
I mean,
San Francisco in the 90s. It's not bad. Right?
It's pretty awesome. Yeah, I gotta say, it was. Like, I'm not.
You did all right.
I'm not complaining at all in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. So where are you from?
I'm from, like, western Worcester County.
Cool.
I live in, you know, Watertown for, like, 15 years.
Oh,
so,
yeah. My mom, my family was also, my mom was born in Cambridge, Mass. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
But so transplants, whatever, with the Boston music scene, it's okay. Everyone's from everywhere. It's a good thing.
Yeah, everyone's from everywhere here,
You know, we just can't talk sports. That would be potentially a problem, right? If you get in this town.
I'm
going
to talk sports for a little while.
I was surprised to learn recently that Dave is a Celtics fan. I thought he was a Sixers fan, but he's not.
I only just recently got into basketball.
Yeah.
I live here. So
you follow that play.
The only team to follow here. But I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's a weird class.
You know, no, it's okay, because I'm not a big sport. I'm more of a music person, but I just had to goof on it because, you know, the Boston. Mike's not talking sports. Mike's not talking sports. He's holding out. He's playing it safe.
Sports talk.
That's a good thing. Yeah, no way. Right, that's the problem. Radio's gone to sports. I'm just saying, you can... It's all good. It's wonderful to meet you guys. Do you have anything else you want to say? We've got 10 more minutes before we're shutting the show down. So we can keep talking. You guys can give me a couple bands. I was thinking maybe Gretchen Shea. I don't know. You've listed a couple Boston bands that I don't know. So that would be cool to play. What do you guys want to do?
So we can talk about some Boston bands for a second. I guess. I just saw some great bands on Monday.
Okay, I'm going to list them.
Yeah, I saw a band called Not Bad, Not Well.
Oh, cool. That's a great name.
Yeah,
it reminds me of that Ramones tune or whatever. I Want to Be Well, that Ramones
yeah.
tune.
Okay. Yeah.
Not Bad, Not Well, is it?
Yeah. Okay. They were playing with No Nations.
No Nations, okay.
We played with them before. We played with them at Albert Faces up in Malden. Mm. And I just like them both so much that every time I can see them. They Not Bad, Not Well made it to the second round of the Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah. Too, so they put on some good shows. Yeah, I know that's kind of who I'm checking out in the neighborhood lately.
I think I'm going to go to a show in Worcester on Friday. About 10 years ago, I did this thing called One Night Band, and I was in a band. I don't know if you know the premise of it, that you find out who's going to be in your band that morning, and
oh,
then
wow.
you have to write 3 songs and learn a cover in like 7 hours.
That's crazy.
And then play in front of like 600 people that night.
No pressure.
Yeah. This guy, Andrew Doherty, he's an awesome guy. He's in the band Bird Language, so he's playing in Worcester Friday night. So, like, right now I'm sort of like out in Central Mass again for hopefully temporarily, and so it's like when I only have to go to Worcester, it feels so nice.
Yeah,
it's like it's only 40 miles, you know. So
do you know who else is playing that show? Not Bad, Not Well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
I might go join you.
Well, that's right, cool. So Bird Linger, like L-I-N-G-E.
Language. Bird Language.
Bird Language. Yeah, I was like, Bird Linger. Okay, Bird
they
Language.
They were on our Night of the Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
They,
okay.
They the wild card that night.
Yeah, the wild card, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk more about us, too.
Yes, I was going to say, let's not go all into other. So, yeah, tell me more about a Graveyard of the Atlantic.
Yeah,
go.
So,
tell us
all right,
more.
let's talk about our future.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
So you're more of an EP, not so much an album. Like,
I'm whatever.
We're going to do some market research here. What do you look for, like, in an EP experience? Like, do you want to be taken on the same journey as an album does? Or, like, what are your expectations from
I'm not really picky in that way. It's the way it sounds and the way it feels to me. That's how I am. It can go all over, and it doesn't need to be the same sound for the whole thing for me. If a band has a certain grit, a certain depth that catches me, like, I love PJ Harvey, for example.
Oh,
and
man.
PJ Harvey is all over the place, right? Uh-huh. She can be super hard, very soft and angelic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And her albums don't even flow in one way. You go, so
yeah.
She's
one of
got
my favorites.
That. Yeah. I mean, she can do that, you know. Rolling Stones can do the same thing. You know, they can rock hard, then do a nice slow, you know.
Country ballad or something.
Totally. So to me, it's more about the soul of the band, and are they putting the energy in that is, you know, and I feel like the set you guys just did was wonderful. You know, it was really, you know, you're in there, you're owning it's a cool sound, and I didn't get to pay full attention because my daughter is here with me. She's now asleep in the faux couch, which is
That's
a
great.
Memory that I want to give her. So I'm like really happy that she's here, you know, and she got to hear you guys. But I was doing a little mothering while you guys were playing. So
That's
sort
good.
Of, you know, but just
Definitely
I'm looking forward to playing it more. And so I don't look for anything specific in that way. Like, if you guys were going to do a synth tune, but it kicked ass, like, can I say that on MFO? Mm-hmm. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, it's like Frank Zappa didn't sound the same either.
Yeah,
you know, he
sure.
goes all over the place and... You know, so that's my answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. This is
so
this is our end of one. We're gonna just drop you. You're jotting this down, Mike?
I am. Yeah.
Right, he's taking notes. Yeah. Yeah.
Our resident note taker. No, it's an interesting point because, like, an album, like, I expect an album to take me through something, right? Like,
yeah. Sure.
Be sequenced really well. I mean, everything should be sequenced well. I like good sequencing in an EP.
Killer segues are a must, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, like, don't bore me with the ballad. You know, right away. Not that ballads are always
totally.
Boring, but you don't want to interrupt momentum.
Do you think people care about the album experience on any kind of macro level?
Okay, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know, because you figure...
We're doing market research here. So.
We're doing market research, yeah. I don't know, you know, it's such a subjective answer,
yeah.
right? Like, how do I don't know what people prefer.
What have you observed in the marketplace?
I know, right? Because
like, what's your favorite, like,
marketplace?
Tip to tail,
with music,
favorite
yeah.
album. Like, what's the one that just says, okay, this is the epitome of what an album should take?
The first album that comes to my mind is PJ Harvey's Stories of the City, Stories
yeah.
of the Sea. That is
yeah.
just such
Amazing.
A fantastic
nice.
Album.
Yeah.
So
consistent, too, just like the tone of it throughout.
Yeah, but it kind of, she goes into, I mean, because it's emotional, right? So it's like she's telling you these amazing stories that have all this feel to them. And, you know, I don't know, because then there's Beatles albums that's like, you know, do they, you go on a journey, but it's Like, Hard Day's Night is the same sort of sound all the way through, but it's wicked fun.
Yeah.
You know, so can you create a sound that's really, what do you want to do, right? So what is your mission statement, Graveyard of the Atlantic? You know, do you want people to have fun, or do you want them to go on an emotional journey? Like, I just saw The Cure, right?
Me too.
Oh, my God, right? That was such a killer. I hadn't seen them since 87, and I was so excited. Oh, and they played a forest, and I was like, can we just do more of that? Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
Is that the only thing they played off of 17 Seconds, right?
Oh, I don't know. Is that Forest? I don't know. Because it still reminds me of the Disintegration album. Yeah. Forest got that thick sort of, I'm not sure.
It's before Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
Yes.
I thought it was off 17 Seconds.
It's from that trilogy of, like, Faith, Pornography, and...
But it's such an awesome song.
It was great. It was really cool to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, look, for example, their second set was so slow. I was a little sad. I was waiting for them to play Primary. Just rip it through with Primary, you know? And it was, that's such a fun song I use on my radio shows all the time. It's a great song to segue into.
Cool.
It's just so fun to drop into it. Just starts off so great. And so there, the reason I'm mentioning them is because do they have a consistent sound? I mean, not really. You've got Boys Don't Cry, and you've got, you know, Hot, 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 and then you've got A Forest, or, you know, the whole Disintegration album. Mm-hmm. So do they worry about that is my question, right? So do you need to worry about that? Like, maybe your synth album wouldn't be a bad idea, right?
I mean, it might be nice to have as a flavor, of course. I think, they definitely evolved. I think... You know, if you look at the years between, like, Three Imaginary Boys and Disintegration, like, it's a lot of years, too.
Yeah.
And they definitely experienced a lot of things. They toured the world. They went from cocaine to hallucinogens and back to cocaine again, you know? I've been on a, like, learning about the Cure thing.
Yeah.
I never really thought of them as a drug band. I thought of them as, like, a band you do drugs to, not one that, like, they did their own. Yeah. But anyway, but like, there's still a lot of time.
Well, there was definitely an interesting night when Robert Smith decided to smear the red lipstick across his face. He didn't start out that way. So, you know, there was something happening there. And he was like, this works forever now. You know?
For us, what I have in my mind, I'll let these guys fill in their kind of vision for us, is that, you know, I want to not necessarily think of our next output as, let's get all the bangers, like, up on there. Like, I want to have some room, and if it means a longer piece of work, if it means, like, an extent, like, a EP plus or like mini-album level, you know, of having slower pieces that we wouldn't necessarily play live.
Mm-hmm.
Or more, not experimental, because I don't want to just, like, be weird for the sake of being weird, but, you know, I just want to stretch out a little bit and not be like, let's just get the tightest stuff we have down and just call it a day. I just kind of want to go into it with a little more thought and a little bit more just room to let it relax and be of a whole piece.
Yeah.
With its ups and downs.
Absolutely. So I know when I do my radio shows, I don't usually do a set list, right? Like, I don't like to plan. So this was different for me because it's a local focused show. So I kind of had to do that. And as the hour and a half was wearing on, I'm like, I can't think of any more local bands. Like, I need to do 3 hours worth of a list so I can pull. But what I really like to do for my shows is I like the shows to create themselves, right? So I think maybe not worrying so much, maybe, about, like, what is it supposed to sound like? What does it feel like? You know, you guys could probably write some songs and throw them away, but, like, what is the general feeling that you want to put out there? Like, what are you trying to communicate to the audience, right? And I know for me, a lot of times when I do my shows, it's all about, and not everyone's this way, but it's like, what is it? How does that song make me feel, right? So I can go from a really hard song to a really soft song, and then there's just sort of, like, we're kind of going through, you know, I mean, so I would, don't overthink it, is maybe.
Yeah, no, I tend to do that a little bit because, you know, I'm a singer in a band.
Sure.
So it's sort of a default setting. I also think sometimes maybe we hadn't put enough thought into, like, as a piece. Like, we're just going to get the best songs done. We're going to get the great sound. Mm-hmm. We're going to experiment in the studio and do cool stuff, and we have. Yeah. And we're going to sequence it well, and they're all going to sound of a piece, and that's the thing.
So how do you feel about the band? How do you guys feel? I want to ask all of you that. Oh, wow. Like, how do you guys feel? What do you feel about the band?
I feel like we have a really open future. And I'm not sure how we're going to fill it, but I'm, like, excited to get it started. I think we've had a little trouble getting it started because life.
Well, COVID didn't help you guys.
Well, I just mean even, like, recently. You
sure.
Kind of, like, the Rumble for us was, for me anyway, was, like, a culmination. Like, let's just get to the Rumble. Let's do everything we can to get to the Rumble. And now that that's over, it's like, well, okay.
What do we do now?
Yeah, that's me. I'll pass it on.
Okay, Mike, bass player.
So you're ready to do more? Like, you want to get out?
I want to do more. Yeah, I want to do more and bigger, and I want to like, I want to expand.
We have 1 minute and a few seconds. Okay. Like a minute and a half.
I just want to write as many songs as we can, and just write and write and record and
that's like, it doesn't even sound ambitious or anything, but I just want to write a ton of songs. See what happens.
That's cool. All right, you're up.
You were just saying some stuff about that, that for me, it kind of leads me to dealing with like abstractions in songs. I'm the drummer. There's nothing really concrete, like, you know, the correct note and stuff. So it's
all feeling.
It's all feeling and abstraction for me. And it's, you can get lost in that. So, and you know, so it's a tricky balance. So I would love to make songs, but I don't want to just pump them out just to pump them out. I that doesn't really interest me that much. I want them to be like, you know, something special.
Sure. You're up, Adam.
20 seconds. Okay. So, no, I agree. I agree with what Ken was just saying, and I also agree with Mike and Dave. So, I think we have the tendency to overthink things and really polish something until we feel like it's, like, absolutely ready. So I feel like let's just let it go and see what happens. Like, just stop overthinking.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
That's it. I don't know how to end the show. So, Joel,